Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
We were talking about that old Chinese restaurant on Irving Park Road, the Orange Garden, that closed, but they auctioned off the famous iconic sign that is, yeah, I don't know how old that sign is. Billy Corgan and his partner bought the sign, and so I sent Billy an email yesterday. I said, love it. You better start serving egg rolls at your tea shop in Highland Park. And Billy wrote back, we are definitely planning chop suey. I don't know if he's kidding or not, but they should do that. That would be fun.
Yeah. Did you ever have their egg rolls?
You know what? I was never in that restaurant. I passed it a million times and marveled at that antique sign. Now I want egg rolls and my German pancake.
Yeah, and some chop suey.
Why not? Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Lviv. And I wonder, Joseph, you've been in Ukraine for a long time now. Do you miss any of the food back home here?
Well, I was thinking of that as you guys were just talking. I love Ukrainian food. The dumplings, the vegetables are all fresh and local, the mushrooms. I miss Mexican food, which it's hard to get here in Ukraine. So, yes, I would say I miss ethnic food that I could get in America.
I've heard a lot about the Ukrainian diet, and didn't you have terrible allergies until you started eating the local food there?
Well, I was thinking a few weeks ago, you mentioned how when your wife wanted to close the windows of your house because of allergy season, and it made me think that I came here March 2020. I planned only to be here for 2 weeks to work with some journalists here. And I realized that since March 2020, I've had no allergies. And so that my only explanation is the Ukrainian diet. And I think a lot of the food is not processed. Even if you go to a restaurant, you know, the food all comes from local farms. So I don't know for sure, but I suspect that natural local diet has fixed my allergies. Because as I travel the world, I always have problems my whole life, but not here.
Yeah, all the holistic doctors hearing this will just be nodding their heads saying, yep, see, told you. The president was in Chicago yesterday, Joseph, and among the things he talked about, he said that Putin's actions could cause mass starvation overseas. And then he mentioned that farmers in Illinois and beyond hopefully will help close the looming food gap. But he said an awful lot of people in Africa are going to starve to death because Ukraine is the sole supplier. He said that Putin has warships bouncing around preventing access to the Ukrainian ports to get the grain out and to get the wheat out. He also talked about the cold, wet spring weather we've been having here then going right to sweltering weather that has put Midwest farmers behind the eight ball. But as far as grain is concerned, we're going to feel it here in grocery stores, aren't we, Joseph?
Well, and I mean, it already seems, you know, the little news that I'm able to pay attention to from the States, I mean, I hear about the baby formula shortage there. So it already seems that there are some supply chain issues that are unrelated to Ukraine. I've seen photographs in the past months of stores in America. I don't know how pervasive this is, but where the shelves are rather empty. That's something I still don't see here in Ukraine. For one, I think it's because Ukraine produces so much on its own. But even on Monday, when the president of the European Council, Charles Michel from Belgium, was in Odessa, there was strikes on Odessa that day, and so he had to go into the shelter. And it really, I think it hit home for him. Odessa is a major seaport, and that was probably the primary way that Ukraine would export grain to the world. And all that is closed off now. You know, now they have to use trucks or trains to go through Romania in order to try to export some resources from Ukraine. So I think the world is realizing that, I mean, already there were supply chain problems, and this is only going to compound it. Especially when it comes to food for the world, yes.
Also in the news... Go ahead, Joseph.
Well, I'll add one kind of curious thing to go along with that. is a couple of days ago, 2 days ago, Ukraine said they were cutting off Russian gas exports to Europe. And even I've been here, and I was surprised that there was still gas coming from the pipelines from Russia to Europe, even during the war, coming through Ukraine. And this is because the Ukrainian companies are honoring their contracts. I think probably also they don't want, you know, they didn't want to cut gas off to Germany because they want support from Germany with weapons and money. But very, very interesting that Russian gas has still been traveling through Ukraine since February 24th.
And there, where you are in Lviv, there's actually a fuel shortage, isn't there?
There is, yeah. I should have mentioned this to you all yesterday, but there, I mean, we have a lot of our team and people in our network are working to get just to take trucks with canisters of gas and go to Poland and to bring gas here so that we can keep delivering supplies. You know, we're trying to evacuate old people and sick people to Poland and trying to bring supplies in. And you have to wait quite a few hours to get gas. We're bringing in canisters from Poland. Mm. There's a hope that this will stabilize soon, but it's hard to know.
Mm-hmm. Well, something to think about when we get concerned here because we're paying more per gallon, but at least we can still get gas. And it's not like it was here in the 70s. People are not lining up at the gas station because of the shortage. One other thing I wanted to ask you about, the story in the news about the Russian soldier in Ukrainian custody, the first to stand trial on war crimes charges. Is there confidence that Ukraine's prosecution team and others will be successful bringing some Russians to justice here?
I think there's a hope that the world would be involved. And, you know, the terms genocide and crime against humanity were developed by lawyers who were from Lviv. And they studied at Lviv University in the 1940s. The basis of the Nuremberg trials when the Nazis and their collaborators were tried after World War II came from two Lviv lawyers, which is sort of an interesting wrinkle of history. And there is a hope, and I know there's several NGOs that are working here to document the war crimes that are happening. We had someone from Austin, Texas, came here with some special listening equipment to listen to Russian communication so they can have evidence of this for after the war. There are people thinking about this. I mean, I think, you know, Ukrainians are still thinking existentially, you know, how do we survive and get through this is their question. But there are people from the outside that are beginning to try to document the war crimes. Yes.
Joseph, it's late afternoon there. Get ready for dinner. Hopefully you'll have some organic vegetables and some good natural food.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. And I will say I am preparing a trip through Ukraine next week. We're gonna deliver supplies throughout the country. And so I look forward to sharing those stories with your audience.
Yeah, can't wait to hear. Hopefully you'll have a safe trip. Stay healthy, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob.